Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Now there are tornado warnings, meaning twisters spotted in four counties in southwest Georgia. This after buildings were damaged and destroyed in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and lights went out for a lot of people. Steve Jones works in the mayor's office in Montgomery, Alabama.
Fire Station 4 had what we think may have been a tornadic touchdown right behind it, and they said that there was no doubt that it was an abnormal act going on.
At the National Weather Service, meteorologist Jim Stefkovich says the system is blasting across Georgia now.
There are a couple of tornado warnings that have been issued north of the Atlanta metro area, and a couple of more warnings between Columbus and Atlanta.
So far, no one's been reported killed by this weather. Fannie Mae CEO Michael Williams has been on the hot seat on Capitol Hill answering questions about why tens of millions of dollars has been paid out in salaries and bonuses to top executives of the taxpayer-supported mortgage company. Williams said Fannie Mae has no choice but to pay huge amounts to executives in order to attract good ones.
Congressman, I think we all hope to aspire to advance in our careers and advance our compensation as we do.
Okay, but you made $9.3 million in the last 2 years. Well, the president made $800,000. Do you think that's okay?
Republican Newt Gingrich was paid as a consultant to Freddie Mac. Let's go live now. CBS's Dan Rabib in Washington. Dan.
Harley, I've just gotten off the phone with the former Speaker of the House. His consulting for Freddie Mac earned Gingrich's company over $1.6 million. Nothing wrong with that, he tells CBS Radio News.
I did no lobbying of any kind.
He gave the mortgage backing company his advice. Will this controversy hurt him, make him look like a Washington insider? Not in a bad way, says Gingrich.
My argument is we just tried an amateur for the last 3 years and it didn't work very well.
Reporting live, Dan Rabib, CBS News.
A new group called Patriotic Millionaires for Fiscal Strength say they are rich and they are patriotic.
We believe that the 0.1%, we should pay more tax. We want to pay more tax.
Doug Edwards is a member of that group. In fact, it is easy for them to do. Tax experts point out on the tax form is a box that anyone can check and send in as much money as they wish. Not only will we pay the highest price ever for gasoline at Thanksgiving, says Tom Closa at the Oil Price Information Service.
In the spring, we're probably going to see the highest prices we've seen in our lifetime.
Oil today has been trading in New York above $102 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 40 points, and Nasdaq's off 10. Greece's new governing coalition has won a vote of confidence in Parliament. It's a comfortable majority for Prime Minister Lucas Papademos. Next, a meeting with international banks about writing off much of Greece's debt. The British Medical Association says people should not be allowed to smoke in their own cars. The doctors' group claims secondhand smoke is 23 times more dangerous than a smoke-filled bar in a car. Hence, police should be able to stop you if they see it. This is CBS News.
Glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more. And everyone's invited.
The perfect time to taste. And join.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card. Plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Look for the insert in your paper this Wednesday. Then visit Sam's Club November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
When there are no basketball games, it isn't just multimillionaire ball players who are inconvenienced. It's also the businesses that make a living on the arena.
It's a relief drive for Orlando Magic game day workers who've been locked out of work.
We have 550 hourly food service workers. We have 66 janitors. We have ticket takers. We have ushers.
Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says area food banks trying to help these families have been stretched to the max. He hopes the community, along with elected officials, including the president and the league and its players, will help. It's an effort, he says, will involve other NBA cities as well. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
When the state-run prison in Belgrade, Florida, closes down, authorities will have to find new homes for the dozens of cats that moved in and became unofficial mascots and pets for the prisoners. Some of them are wild. There are just 69 prisoners still awaiting transfers, and about 80 cats await the same thing. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more. And everyone's invited.
It's the perfect time to taste. Enjoy.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card, plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Look for the insert in your paper this Wednesday. Then visit Sam's Club, November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club, savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
To show how easy it is to prepare for cold and flu season at Walmart, I stocked up. For just $1.97, I bought a box of new Kleenex Cool Touch tissues to soothe my sore nose. I've got some Abreva cold sore treatment. I'm taking a Hall's Advanced Vapor Action Cherry Cough Drop. I just washed my hands with Lysol Healthy Touch antibacterial soap, and I'm wearing Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips on my nose for later. In fact, I'm so prepared, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get sick. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
Texas Hold'em Tourney coming up this Saturday, along with so many other things this Saturday. But we'll get to all of those things on Talkers Chief today with Bill.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
I'm here. Big breath. Also today, we're going to get to something, the headline story today in the news. We're for those of you who are recently arrived, and I would mean in the last 20 years. I have a tale to tell.
All right. Let's see what else is going on here.
Let's see.
Oh, here was thing in here.
I swear. I don't know if this is considered Hollywood or not, to tell you the truth. I guess so. But here's what happened. I deserve it. I told you so. Von D says, Kate Von D is no longer giving ex-fiancé Jesse James the benefit of the doubt, instead alleging that he cheated on her with at least 19 women while they were together. They weren't together, but, you know, a couple of years, a year. How long since Sandra Bullock? 19 women. Can this guy play golf?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Smokin' Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's Ribs, Sweet Carolina Pork Ribs, Barbecue Rib Combo, Barbecued Half Chicken, Barbecue Sampler, and Moe's Chipotle Lime Tacos. Just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things, like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe Burgers, Carolina Burgers, Barbecue Chicken Breast, and Carolina Chicken, California Chicken, and Garden Burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches. And they also have, of course, salads, too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, Calypso salad, Moe's Cobb salad, and green salad. So you can eat one of each of those. And then don't forget the homemade sides. They have Moe's homemade sides, homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer batter onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread. And they also have a children's menu. And they also have dessert, too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey. Go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach. And you'll be asking for Moe. Moe barbecue, please.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostics Center just installed a new 3 Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
Go see Dr. Fred Sandlos Diagnostic. What a great guy. All right. Outstanding outfit, and you love all the people there and everything. They're just right on top. Our highlight in history day, according to the Tribune, on November 16th in 1961, House Speaker Samuel T. Rayburn, who was 79, died at his home in Bonham, Texas, having served as Speaker since 1940, except for two terms, a minority leader and a Democrat. On this day, 1933, the United States and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations. In 1939, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music, opened on Broadway. 1960, Academy Award-winning actor Clark Gable died in L.A. at the age of 59. In 1981, on the ABC TV soap opera General Hospital, Laura Weber, Jeannie Francis married Luke Spencer, Anthony Geary. Apparently that was something we should mention. 5 years ago, Democrats embraced Nancy Pelosi as the first woman House Speaker in history, but then selected Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader against her wishes. Our birthday today, actor David Leisure is 61. Major League All-Star pitcher Dwight Gooden is 47. Actor Lisa Bonet is 44. Actress Martha Plimpton is 41. Olympic gold medal figure skater Osana Baloo is 34. Say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking with a tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients, and they're worth a call. 543-9047, 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
And this is Bill Bedeker's version of CalCoastNews.com today on this Wednesday with you. And this reminder that Karen Vealey was on yesterday and the day before. She'll be back on next week with some special reports, and she'll be with us on Friday as we do the weekend review. This was interesting because I've been hearing about this as I go to the VA clinics, and I've been like, are you serious? Anyway, gangsters getting military training. Federal officials have documented growing presence of gang members in the U.S. military, even while state financial support for local gang busting and narcotics interdiction evaporates. The proliferation of organized crime elements with military-trained members should raise red flags for law enforcement officials, according to a recent FBI report. Members of nearly every major street gang, including the Bloods, the Crips, the Black Disciples, Gangsta Disciples, Hell's Angels, Latin Kings, the 18th Street Gang, Mara, something else, MS-13, Mexican Mafia, Norteños, Serenos, Vice Lords, and various white supremacist groups have been documented on military installations, the report says. I know there was that many. Even as the specter grows of special forces-trained gangbangers roaming Main Street armed with killing skills and AK-47s, cutbacks in state funding will help decimate anti-gang-related police activities in San Luis Obispo County. Last week, the State Department of Justice said it will terminate at the end of this year its involvement in most California's 52 drug and gang units because of funding issues. Paso Robles Police Chief Lisa Solomon, who in early September acknowledged that her city has a severe gang problem by forming a multi-agency program called Safe Streets, said Tuesday she is reevaluating the program's future because of state fund reductions. Solomon said she and others are reevaluating whether the sheriff will lead or if there will be another lead. The chief said she had not heard about gang members joining the military. This is an interesting and disturbing phenomenon, she said. And I'll say I was very disturbed myself when I heard about it. And the guy who was a Marine who told me about this, and he said it's just out there. It's very, 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 very much out there. And what they do is when they're off base, they hang out together. They hang out as gangs, essentially. Okay. The only thing, sometimes you have to, I get editorialized, this is like, even though I'm reading the news. The other thing, too, is that I always say this about the U.S. military. You know, you're going to have a percentage of people in the military that are going to be mopes because, you know, the military is huge and draws from all over, you know, the spectrum of citizens. All right, other things going on today. CalcoastNews.com, which I remind you, you can look up anytime on your computer. Go to CalcoastNews.com, you're online. Talk is Cheap is in the upper right-hand corner. That you can click on that, and it'll take you to a listening spot. And you can listen to KYNS anytime. All right, this is one of those things you don't hear about very often, but it happened. And there was three police officers arrested three Bakersfield residents on Monday for allegedly breaking into and taking mail from outdoor mailboxes at two post offices in San Luis Obispo. Responding to a 911 call, police stopped a vehicle near the post office at 1655 Delidio Drive shortly before midnight. Inside, they discovered pry tools, a metal bar, mail, and property that the trio allegedly took from mailboxes at both the Delidio Drive and the Marsh Street post offices. Police arrested three people on suspicion of burglary, possession of a dangerous weapon, possession of burglary tools, and of course, because it's the U.S. mail, I would assume it's also a federal offense, which is going to not do them well at all. They said they got all the mail back, by the way. So if you're saying to yourself, you know, I didn't get the check, it's in the mail. Other things are going on in our world. CalcoastNews.com. Scattered electoral successes last week by locally initiated revenue measures may be signaling a willingness by California voters to tax themselves if they hear the right justifications. Public agencies in varying jurisdictions across California, including counties, cities, and school districts, are in enthusiastic support for creating new taxes, approving bond, or increasing or extending fees. Most likely to succeed were measures impacting local public safety, fire, and schools. Michael Coleman of the League of California Cities said he also thought the trust between the agencies and citizens appears to be a key in what may be an emerging trend. Despite tough times, if local government runs an open and fair and honest budget process and maintains a level of trust and integrity with the community, then these things will pass, Coleman said, referring to the tax measures. State voters approved 40 of 53 tax increasing measures, Coleman said, in the last election. I don't know if that applies locally or not. I have no idea. All right. So that's what's going on. That's my CalCoast News update. Don't forget, Karen Billy joins me on Friday for a CalCoast News review for the week. And I hope you'll join us then.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Okay. I should also mention. I'm just going to mention this. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but I'm just going to say this. I find it an absolutely amazing phenomenon that in what we'll call social media, which I'll consider CalCoast News to be, but not only there, it's everywhere. I find it absolutely extraordinary how rude people are in what they write. They don't just express ideas; they attack. That's too bad. But oh well, that's life. That's the way that's the way our life's going. All right, you're Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors number. Right now, let me do this. Let's do Thanksgiving. Let me give you phone numbers, too, in case you want to call in. 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. You can talk about anything we're talking about today. You can talk about what I call leftovers. That's something we talked about before. You're more than welcome. Speaking of leftovers, well, we haven't got to that yet. To start the leftovers, you got to have a happy Thanksgiving at Spencer's Fresh Market. Open Thanksgiving Day, 7 a.m. till 4 p.m., but they will not open at midnight for Black Friday. No reason to. Anyway, so they're going to have $1.49 a pound for Foster Farms fresh natural turkey, and for $1.99 a pound, you can buy a Mary's Fresh free-range natural turkeys, and they're really great. No preservatives, no added hormones, no animal byproducts, all veggie, diet, gluten-free, and nobody raises a turkey quite like Mary. All right, then top sirloin steak or rotisserie roast is $4.99 a pound, so you got all kinds of good stuff. It's time to kind of stock up, you know what I'm saying? Get your pie makings and get your veggies and get your stuff, because it's all going to be happening right here. And then they have a full-page thingy in their flyer about taste the difference of Mary's free-range turkey. This is a big free-range bird. And that's what we had last year, too, by the way. It's absolutely excellent. This is ever since Spencer started carrying them. They're absolutely superb. I have to say that. Now, let me mention also something else. This is lunchtime, 20 after 12. It's lunchtime, and so we should talk about what's going on in the deli department. We should always talk about that because the service deli has great things for you. Here they have, here this would be really good for Thanksgiving. Why don't you buy this? It's a holiday favorite for $2.99 a pound, cranberry orange relish. Yeah, you know, you don't have to go through it all. They already did it, and they made it fresh. So you can just go and give me some of that. When everybody compliments me, I'll say thank you. Redskin mashed potatoes, $1.59 a pound. Green bean casserole, $3.99 a pound. So they could just do that. I'm big on the fudge factor. Spencer's Fresh Cream Pies are $9.99 a piece, banana, coconut, chocolate. And you have Frank Bouget, who's making these pies and cakes, wonderful things that you're going to find at Spencer's Fresh Markets. They got all the veggies you need for Thanksgiving. They got everything else you need for Thanksgiving. If you want to have fish, they got Atlantic salmon fillets for $6.99 a pound. And you want a shrimp cocktail before the meal, they have large cooked shrimp for $8.99 a pound. And then there's coupons up here, Philadelphia cheese. They've got water. They've got cranberry juice. They've got some Pepsis. They've got all kinds of coupon-y stuff going on. So anyway, get to Spencer's Fresh Markets and get your holiday and Thanksgiving things going on. Oh, and here, by the way, Bonner's Pumpkin or Apple Pie, 2 for $6. Just say you made it. In Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria, Spencer's Fresh Market, your hometown market where freshness is local. We have coming in today, Greg Shearer is going to come in because we have a Texas Hold'em tournament that's going to be taking place on this Saturday. And we want to raise money for Veterans Express. We want to express our pride and our care for our veterans and make sure we get them to where they have to be. And this thing that Greg has done all on his own is one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen an individual do. I really mean that. You know, it's now served from a couple of people a month. We're now at 250 people a month that serves. And these are, again, mostly veterans that would have no way in the world of getting to veteran services. So we owe it to them. I'll tell you, we especially owe it to them. I watched Saving Private Ryan last night. I don't know if it's a good idea if I watch Saving Private Ryan, but actually it is in a way, because I say to myself, of all the stuff that I went through, I'm sure glad I didn't have to land on Omaha Beach. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure glad I wasn't in the Normandy Invasion. Oh, I sure am glad. I can say to you right now, I'm so glad I wasn't in that. And I'm so thankful to the men that did it. Well, all right, now let's get to this huge, huge story. And it's huge to me because I've been around a while. They kicked around a while. But this is really weird, I think. Slow grows larger with annexation vote. This is the Orchid area thing where they want to put 1,000 homes. They want to put 1,000 homes. When I first came here in the mid-70s, and I was over at KBC, and I would interview the mayor, whoever the mayor was at the time, I would interview the mayor once a week, and we'd talk about the things that were going on, and I'd always give him a hard time. And then, but the mantra of all peoples and all officials and all everybody in San Luis Obispo was slow growth, slow growth. If you had said back in 1980, I have an idea. Let's build 1,000 homes out there beneath Rigetti Hill on Orchid Road. The city council would be taken out and tarred, feathered, and some lynched. There was no such thought. It was not conceivable that someone would say, let's build 1,000 homes. So obviously our priorities are somewhat skewed. Now, here's what I didn't get a chance to look up, and I do want to look it up, and maybe if somebody has it at their fingertips, that would be very helpful to all of us. I'm not sure how many households the Nacimiento Water Project is supposed to be able to serve above and beyond our reservoirs, because that's all we got. We got reservoirs, we got Nacimiento, which is, of course, a reservoir also. And I'm not sure how many homes that's supposed to be able to serve, but it seems amazing to me. So let's say they take Orchid Road, that chunk from Johnson Avenue to Tank Farm Road, and let's say they make that four lanes. They have four lanes. Okay. Well, if they made that four lanes, you'd almost certainly have to, you'd have to make Tank Farm Road four lanes, wouldn't you? Eventually it's supposed to be four lanes. So I don't know when all this is in the works, but Johnson Avenue, you know, I don't know how to mitigate the traffic situation that would be developed by developing 1,000 homes out there, but I am stunned by it all. But that's just because I'm old. Think of the people that have lived here their whole lives that are 60 years old and 70 or 80, 90, 100 years old. Think of those people that look and go, hey, I remember when I could just go down to I can go downtown and go to Coronet and spend a penny and get something worthwhile. Those days are gone. So that's pretty amazing to me, but that's just me, I guess. Now, here's the other thing, but you have to understand these battles we've had in San Luis Obispo. Once again, if you're newly arrived in the last 20 years, out at, what's it called now? It's called Promenade Shopping Center, the Promenade Shopping Center where Mike's Shoes is, what's the name of that place, Forever 21, and then that little chunk. That was a mall. That was an indoor mall at one time. You may not believe it, but it was an indoor mall. You're going to say, no, there was no indoor mall in San Luis. Yes, there was. Indoor mall. And Gottschalk's was the anchor store where Forever 21 is at one end, and it was destined to fail. They built it to fail. Ernie Hahn, who did the development of almost all the malls in Southern California, I mean, he did dozens of them, the formula dictated that you had to have an anchor store at either end. You had to have an anchor store at either end to make a mall work. So because the people downtown were kind of concerned that, you know, the mall could screw them up, and boy, they put that concern out of their mind the day it opened. The Gottschalks was at one end, and the Embassy Suites was at the other. Not a store, a hotel. So how well did our mall work? Not hardly at all. So it was torn down, and now we have the Promenade Shopping Center. The people downtown have finally realized they can stand on their own 2 feet. It doesn't matter what you put anywhere. I'm glad of that. You know, so that, you know, we don't have to think about that. And that's what's going on with that. It's just amazing to me. I watch what goes on and what's changed and how it's changed and why it's changing and where it's changing to. And it's a different world we live in today. That's for sure. What concerns me, and I'll be honest with you, old chicken like myself, is that I worry about, do we have the infrastructure? Do we have the ability to do what it is we have plans to do? And I don't know. I question whether we do. I'll say it that way. I don't know that I don't know. I think I question it. And we will have coming up here soon. We will have Greg in here. He'll tell us about things that are going on. Healthcare is changing despite uncertainty. Although the federal law passed last year faces constitutional scrutiny, it has also produced popular and measurable benefits to the public. The nation's healthcare system, there may be no going back. No matter what the Supreme Court decides about the constitutionality of the federal law adopted last year, healthcare in America has changed in ways that will not be easily undone. Provisions already put in place, such as tougher oversight of health insurers, the expansion of coverage to 1 million young adults, and more protection for workers with pre-existing conditions, already well cemented and far too popular. So, they're saying it's changed for the good. I just have to say, I think the New York Times had an opinion piece about this today also, and you may, I don't know what your opinion is, but I just cannot imagine the Supreme Court saying that the government has the right to force you into health insurance. I don't know how, I don't know where they come up with such a thing. It already is supposed to. It's already supposed to provide for your health, protection, and welfare, and but on the dime you already pay them, not on another dime to private enterprises. So I don't see how they're going to pull that one out. But like I said, you don't know. You just don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. I'll tell you who I'm going to play today because I'm in the mood. I don't know why I got in this mood. I never know why I get in the mood to play what I play. I just play it. And that is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. What month is this? Oh, this is already November, for gosh sakes. Okay, well, September's gone. That was yesterday, but yesterday's gone. I have with me in the studio Mr. Greg Shearer, amazing man to me. And he's here to talk about more amazing things that are going on in this world that he's created all by himself and said, here, I got an idea. I'm going to make some more money for the Vets Express. How you doing, Greggy?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Sure. There's a lot going on this weekend, you know. There's a lot of things. So let's up front say there's lots of things going on, but, you know, Nancy and I have like a couple things we're going to do on Saturday and a couple things we're going to do on Sunday. You can cram in. So anyway, but we have a Texas Hold'em tournament at Mr. Rick's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And tell us how we're doing.
Don't know. I'm just hoping people will show up. And, you know, I've gotten quite a few people that don't play Texas Hold'em but want to sponsor a veteran. And I'm talking to the people of Welcome Home Troops, mm-hmm. Cheryl and Robert.
Cheryl, Robert, and Tom.
And they're going to get a hold of a couple of the troops that just came back.
Cool.
And see if
they want to play.
They want to play because we've got sponsors.
As long as we have sponsors, we need to tell people. If you're a GI and you a vet or anything, and you want to play Texas Hold'em, and we have people that want to sponsor you, you don't have to be any good. You know, you
we
have
prefer,
to be.
We prefer not to be good.
Yeah, you have to be better than Bill. You have to be able to, you know, add and stuff. But you don't have to be really good. And you get in, you get to play for free. And they got door prizes, and they got refreshments, and they got the whole shebang right there at Mr. Rick's. And it's quite the thing. So if you'd like to do that, give us your phone number again.
My phone number is 801-4418.
801-4418. Write that down. And if you know a vet or somebody just coming back from overseas, whatever, in an active or an active service, whatever, 801-4418. Tell them about it or give Greg a call and say, well, can I get this guy down there? You see him.
It's going to be a fun tournament. And first prize is a weekend in San Diego at the Omni Hotel.
Wow.
Charge your tickets.
Wow.
And a $200 gift certificate from the Shore Club in Pacific Beach.
How do I get that? How in the world do you get all? How do you get talk all these people out of this stuff?
Okay, well, my daughter's the marketing manager for Omni Hotels.
That helped right there. Okay. Okay. All right.
The guy that owns the season charger tickets is one of my son's best friend, and he happens to own the bar in Pacific Beach that just is right on the sand. So
you have to know people. You know?
Hi. Know and be able to beg.
Wow, that's it. Know and be able
but
to beg.
You know what, Bill? Let me just say that, you know, every place I've gone into in locally looking for donations for prizes for the poker tournament, people have been wonderful.
And you know what? And let me also, as a veteran, thank these people, because do you know how many people walk into people's doors in this community and say, can you give us this? You know, I mean, it's dozens upon dozens.
Yeah, there's a lot of great causes.
Yeah, there are. And there are a lot of great causes.
But you can't give to everything.
That's right. But the people, once again, the people of San Luis Obispo are so generous, and the merchants are so generous, and these are not easy times for them, you know, and yet they still find a way to reach in their pocket and help out, and that's really, really cool. The Tolans, again, I'm so glad I'm now involved with them, and Cheryl sends me stuff that I get out of the air. But the thing I also want to do is I want to thank the TV stations for showing up and covering those welcome homes.
I think they're great.
Yeah, they are great.
It's a great experience to be there.
Yeah, it's very emotional, but more importantly, I think it's very important to our communities that, you know, we get to see our people come home and we're there to welcome them. And I think that is absolutely totally cool, and I think it's totally cool the TV stations have latched on to it and said, okay, we'll take care of this too. And so
another little thing I started is kind of... it's going pretty well, is we're doing a raffle, and the drawing is going to be at the poker tournament.
Okay.
And the winner of the raffle, like last year, wins a weekend in Avila.
Oh, cool.
Okay, that's dinner, stay, breakfast, golf.
The whole shebang.
The Athletic Bay Club, spa. I mean, it's just a whole pampered weekend in Avila, and last year, all the proceeds from that went to my Veterans Express. But in the last year, I've just come across some amazing people. And so there's five of us that are joining together.
Oh, to be part of this.
To be part of it. Cool. And we're going to share the proceeds. from the raffle.
Now, let me, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about that. Now, what's interesting, that package used to be worth $19.95 in the old Avila, and now it's worth at least $3,000-$4,000. Times have changed in that. Times have changed in Avila.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me ask you this. You were going to have a meeting of all of a bunch of different groups. Was it five groups?
I'm going to do that at the beginning of the year.
Oh, at the beginning of the year, okay.
What my goal is to get some of these great organizations that I've come across and let's meet quarterly and let's share what things we have going on and to help each other and also to make sure that we're not conflicting
on the same day.
It's just a bunch of groups getting together and talking and trying to do the right thing.
Here's the other thing, too. You and I know each other, so you end up here on 1340. But there's none of the radio stations, of course, that would not be willing to provide information about events that have to do with our vets. And so the groups need to know that. They need to have contact people. You know, who do I get hold of? Who do I send something to or call and say, if I send you a PSA, can you help us out with this and that kind of thing? Because we have a community calendar we do here. And a lot of stuff comes in. And I don't know how Amy actually sorts it all out, you know, but she has to sort it out some way or another. And so it would just be helpful because I think the announcers themselves would love to say, okay, here's an event that's going on.
Yeah.
So when that happens in January, if you need my help in putting together names of people, and I'll annoy them. I don't care.
Beautiful.
And say, here, it's kind of like having an Avon person call on you, and you say, well, do you want to sell Avon? Or that's Amway. Want to sell Amway too? Okay. So we'll do that. What else is going on?
Just looking for poker players and looking for dealers. So I'm doing okay. I'm busy.
Dana Cummings was just back in the news. He got some award or something.
I don't know.
Did
what,
he? Oh,
he's always getting awards.
He's always speaking.
And yeah, Dana, for your listeners, is the new officer of Veteran Services. And he will be at the poker tournament, and he and I have a $20 side bet to see who lasts longest.
Now, here's another thing, too. We need to reiterate this for people, and that is Paso Robles has a veterans office. They're going to open one day a week. Do you remember what day it is?
Yeah, Thursdays.
Thursdays from what time to what time?
Oh, probably all day, I think it is. Veteran Services.
Okay.
So they don't have to, people up in the grade don't have to drive all the way down.
Okay.
And then in January, I believe the plan is they'll be open 3 days a week.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I think that's really
that's
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is awesome.
Awesome.
And know that, you know, the Veteran Service offices, what they mostly deal with you if you're a veteran is filling out paperwork. You know,
yeah.
There's no end to VA paperwork and how much paperwork has to be filled out and reports and requests and things and God knows what, you know, and so that kind of stuff. So that's what they help you do there at Veterans Service.
They're wonderful people there.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
I found out a surprise one time because I went to Veterans Service and the guy said, he pulled it out of the air, you know. He said, have you ever run, I've mentioned this before on the radio, have you ever run a medals check? And I go, what is that? He goes, you know, you could have been awarded stuff that you never even heard about. I go,
oh,
really? Okay, fine. Go ahead and run one of those. So they do, and not only do they come back and say, these are the things you're entitled to wear, these are the things, they send you a new one, you know, a new medal, a new ribbon. And so, let me see, there's two, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, one was a – now, this was interesting because you could not – they don't have one because South Vietnam doesn't exist anymore. It was a South Vietnamese cross of gallantry, and so you had to go buy that online someplace else. But it was shown it was in your record, and another was a presidential unit citation.
Wow.
With a president. I think it gets a big list, you know, after the war's over. Says, just give it to everybody. I'm pretty sure. But anyhow, so that's kind of interesting. By the way, here's the political cartoon in today's paper is so appropriate to what we're talking about when I say that, and that is they're showing the super committee. You know, Bill, you used to be able to do this job, even though you always made a lot of noise in the paper. You used to at least get to it sooner or later, you know, but now you're just a failure. All right, I'll get it.
Mark Schaefer, right on, called me up this morning and said there was something about the Vets Express in the paper today.
Yes, there is. There is? Your thing is in the paper. Your tournament, yeah, right down here. Avila Beach, Texas Hold'em Tournament, hosted by Ride On Transportation, 1 p.m. Saturday. Proceeds benefit Ride On's Vets Express shuttle, which transports local veterans to hospitals. Mr. Ricks is at 404 Front Street, Avila Beach. 50 bones to do it. So don't forget, right now we're looking for people. I forgot. You know, you have to remember, Monday, Tuesday, they have the San Luis Obispo Tribune Bulletin that's, you know, just 2 pages long.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, they expand, and you get like 8 pages of news. So I forgot where to look. All right, so here it is. So the political cartoon today is the super committee that has no idea what they're going to do because they can't figure it out. I don't know why they thought these particular people were super enough to do it, but they're not. Anyway, so somebody on the committee saying, including savings from ending the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, the Gulf War, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and World War II, the budget's in surplus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so this is
a little more expensive.
This is good
stuff.
Kids
come back.
Well, let's do upstate this status real quick. We have 4 vans now, right? Do we still have 4 vans?
We have 4 vans.
And what's going on with them?
We have 60 volunteer drivers to operate the 4 vans, and the vans came from DVA, Disabled Veterans, and. We have 60 volunteer drivers. We have volunteer dispatchers that will work out of Ride-On.
Okay.
They will book the 4 vans for the veterans. And when those 4 vans are booked solid, then Ride-On picks up the extra.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Ride-On is doing everything now, Ride-On is just going to pick up the overflow. And it's really, really, really wonderful. What process right now is the volunteer drivers are... have to go through a physical, and that's taking a little while.
Do we look at the driving record?
Probably. And anyway, at Farmer's Market this past Thursday.
How did that go by? I couldn't be there.
Fun.
Tell us how it was.
It was really, really, really good. And AmpServe pretty much took over my whole spot by selling the crud out of those raffle tickets.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. And
that's
just
great.
People coming over and... And then they brought free cupcakes, so that brought everybody over, eating cupcakes and filling out raffle tickets. And we didn't sell many wristbands that night.
I'm trying to remember where I was. This seems really weird, I know, but I'm trying to remember what ceremony I was at, what thing I was at. They had a Cub Scout color guard. Now, here was the problem. I was way in the back. There was 100 adults in front of me, and all of a sudden everybody's standing up at attention, you know. And I'm looking around, and I'm going... What are they doing that for, you know? And then I realized that there was a flag. They made the flag actual size to a Cub Scout. So there was the little top of a flag kind of marching along there. I go, oh, I see the colors are passing. Okay, fine. I'll stand attention, too. And then we did the pledge of the flag, and I finally got the whole thing. But it was very cute because you couldn't see the color guard itself unless you're right in front because they were little Cub Scouts. But it was really kind of cute.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Let's talk about anything else.
Nope, just...
That's what's going on. All right.
That's just pretty much it, but I sure appreciate the time. And
sure.
Again, if somebody... It's a fun tournament. That's what it's about.
And yeah,
raising good money...
Everybody has a good time over
for
there.
...for an incredibly needed service that we have right now.
Okay. Texas Hold'em Tournament, Ride-On Express. That's our Veterans Express. And that's taking place this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Mr. Rick's in Avila Beach. And you're invited to be part of that. If you have any questions, please call Greg directly at 801-4418. Or just call Greg directly at 801-4418 and thank him for all he's done for our vets. I'll tie up your phone a little bit. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thanks, Phil. Bye.
Do you love looking for adventure? Do you love getting away for a weekend and taking friends with you? If so, you'll love the 2011 Subaru Outback. It's always ready for anything and is available now at Rancho Grande Subaru. The go-anywhere capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive lets you pick a point on the map and just go, no matter what condition the road is in. It's a 2010 IIHS top safety pick, and with 29 miles to the gallon, it has better fuel economy than mid-size SUVs like Jeep Grand Cherokee and many two-wheel drive crossovers. Plus, the Outback is built in a
zero landfill plant because when you love seeing the world, you want to keep it as beautiful as you can. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Experience it for yourself today at Rancho Grande Subaru.
Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway off Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo. Or check us out online at ranchograndesubaru.com.
2010 top safety picks include 2011 Subaru Outback. EPA estimated fuel economy for 2011 Subaru Outback 2.5 ICBT 29 mpg highway versus 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee two-wheel drive 23 mpg highway. Actual mileage may vary.
Art Emmer, and you're listening to a song I wrote from my upcoming country western CD, Happy Trails, Roy and Dale. Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, 100th birthday. My weekly KNS Radio 1340 AM gas show premieres, featuring interviews with Roy and Dale, Kenny Rogers, Burt Reynolds, Willie Nelson, John Ritter, and Randy Travis.
Press has been really good to me down through the years. We've had a few bad ones that I didn't particularly like. We had one, and to this day, if I ever run across him, I want to poke him right in the nose. He said the only reason that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans were adopting children for publicity. I could pinch his head off, I tell you.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. Repeated Sundays at 3 p.m. on KYNS Radio, 1340 a.m., San Luis Obispo.
But I know that you'll remember when you were a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the firing of the Sugar Plum Fairy. In St. Charles, Missouri, there's a Christmas Traditions Festival along Main Street. For 5 years now, a woman named Laura has played the Sugar Plum Fairy. Local business owners say she's one of the kids' favorite characters, and as you can see, she really gets into her role. Here she is in action.
Merry Christmas and a flabby new year!
This year, Laura's wings have been clipped. That's right, in tonight's edition of Sentences I Never Thought I Would Say, the Sugar Plum Fairy has been taken down by a cup of urine, a flushing toilet, and a curse word. Allow me to explain. This year, all the festival employees had to take a drug test. Now, the Sugar Plum Fairy is not used to taking drug tests, boys and girls, and so after she peed in the cup, she, out of habit, flushed the toilet. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that, so the drug testing place said Laura had to retake the test, at which point she got exasperated because she had apparently had a job interview that she was going to miss. You see, the Sugar Plum Fairy gig, it's a temporary thing, pretty seasonal by definition. When she realized her mistake, the Sugar Plum Fairy said to no one in particular, apparently, a word that is, let's just say, more naughty than nice. Laura explains to St. Louis affiliate KSDK.
Out of pure frustration with myself, I said a curse word. I, like, banged my head on the bathroom door and was just, you know,
And because of said curse word, the Sugar Plum Fairy got canned. She was told she broke the Christmas Traditions Code of Conduct, which states, and I quote, Christmas characters don't know naughty words.
I made a mistake, and I know I made a mistake, and I'm willing to apologize for it. I wish that they would just be a little bit more reasonable.
Come on, people. The Sugar Plum Fairy is contrite. I have to be honest. I think maybe these nutcrackers should give her the job back.
I would love for them to say, you know what, we made a big mistake. We actually love you, and we would love to have you back this year for Sugar Plum Fairy. In a perfect world, I would have my job.
She seemed so nice. She said a curse word while she was out of costume, not working at a drug testing facility. It's not like the woman pulled a bad Santa or something.
Guess who's here, Jimmy? It's Santa.
All right.
Let's tell him what she wants for Christmas.
I'm on my lunch break, okay?
I ask you, has there ever been a more brilliant casting than Billy Bob Thornton as a drunken person Santa Claus? Look, we weren't there. We don't really know what the Sugar Plum Fairy actually said. All our reporters were at the North Pole covering the drug testing of the elves at Santa's workshop, which, believe you me, takes a long, long time. But I kind of think the kids nestled all snug in their beds will be traumatized by the vision of the Sugar Plum Fairy dancing on the unemployment line, or peeing in a cup for that matter. So here's hoping she gets her job back. The wrong is made right. A merry ridiculous to all, and to all a good night.
Speaking of the elves, and I am your Bill Banker. This is Talk is Cheap on 1340, your news station, KYNS. And our phone numbers are 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. And let me tell you, speaking of elves, Wizard of Oz Munchkin dies at 93. Carl Slover, one of the last surviving actors who played Munchkins in the 1939 film, has died. He was 93 years old. That's a long time. Author John Frigge says Slover was best known for playing the lead trumpeter in the Munchkins band, but also had a role as a Munchkin townsman and soldier in the film. Long after retiring, Slover continued to appear at Wizard of Oz festivals around the country. Frigge says only three remain of the 124 diminutive actors who played Munchkins in the movie. They weren't dressing up kids. They went for the real thing. Tough union back then. That's all right there. I don't have it in front of me, but so I don't care. If I have it in front of me, I still don't care. What's the guy's name? I thought we should know this just to know it. The People Magazine Sexiest Guy of the Year. He's a good-looking actor. Anyway, that's what happened there. I thought of that because I read the thing about Brad Pitt here. And he says he's not worried about getting older. The 47-year-old actor says he likes aging because of the wisdom that comes with it. He also says he's taking better care of himself because of his six kids. I haven't seen any wisdom come with it, to tell you the truth, but maybe it's there. Pitt made the comments Tuesday at a news conference in Seoul. He's visiting South Korea for the first time to promote his new baseball film, Moneyball, which is now an old baseball film here. Other things. The Dancing with the Stars. You want to know about that, right? They threw off. I don't even know who this person is. Hope Solo. She was. What is she? A hockey player or something? I don't know. Anyway, she's. She didn't make. And then the bed where Michael Jackson died no longer is available for sale. Oh, good. Julian's Auction has removed the queen size headboard from its auction of items from 100 North Carrollwood Drive, Jackson's last residence. The item is the only portion of the bed that has been listed for auction, and no part of the bed remains for sale. Okay. We don't want to see the. We don't think we should auction off the autopsy photos either. That exists, sir. Thank you. That's what I'm guessing on that right there. That's what I'm thinking about. All right. Other things in the news, other people in the news, things that are going on. We have lots of it. It's just our world is full of craziness and mayhem. Let me do some more local stuff because, you know, we had the headline thing, but then after that, Ed Waggy, who's been in the news a lot with this APCD thing, he wants to run against Adam Hill for supervisor. Pismo councilman wants a bigger stage to work on issues such as the Oceano Dunes dust. That Oceano Dunes dust, well, I'll tell you. People, you can walk into Mr. Ricks and say, hey, I got to wash down a little dune dust. A little strange, really. Okay. Other things going on. Now, this has already happened. I don't know what the results are. And what is likely to be a close vote, the County Air Pollution Control District Board of Directors will decide today whether to adopt a rule that would subject Oceano Dunes State Vehicle Regulator up to fines of up to $1,000 a day, the recreation area, if excess amounts of dust blow from the park. The meeting began at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors' chambers in the County Government Center. If adopted, the rule would hold the state park responsible for levels of dust blowing off the dunes on windy days. I remember we had we talked about this and about the crusties. All right, here we go. Many of the letters in opposition are critical of a scientific study done by the Air District that attributed the excessive levels of dust off highway vehicles riding in the dunes. The study concluded that OHV riding breaks down a crust that naturally forms on the surface of the dunes, making it easier for sand particles to become airborne. However, we were informed yesterday, what are you talking about? There's no crusty. I should go down there. I never pay attention to it. I went to see the butterflies. It was nearby. There's a lot of them this year. To remind you of that, if you want to go to Monarch Grove and see the butterflies on Highway 1, they're back in full force, by the way. They estimate, I don't know how they estimate this. I have the faintest idea how you'd guess this, but okay. A Cal Poly scientist did it. 8,500. An insectologist said there's 8,500 of those things hanging around the trees. I can't count that quick. The San Luis County Sheriff's detectives are continuing to investigate a case of torture and false imprisonment reported last week in California Valley. So here the guy was taken 3 days of tortures of a hammer, a fork, and a blowtorch. None of these things were life-threatening. He was already in and out of the hospital. But they have these two dudes, Philip Clyde Williams and Daniel Andrew Zeller. And their motive is yet to be found out. But I think, can I guess drugs? And we'll see if that's right or not. That's what I'm betting.
Drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm betting. The other thing, too, is Sal, use these terms. I haven't stepped up to the plate yet to use some of the things that you said. I know I'm responsible for now saying the word crap, which is probably not good. But there's other things that are little colloquials in our English language that are starting to be said more and more often, and I'm stunned almost that if you know what they actually mean, and the Santa Barbara Police Department has a new show on, where, and is that the Santa Maria do it too? Anyway, it was Santa Barbara, pretty sure. They had a new show on, and they say that we're going to be on the news on Friday night or whatever it is, and we're going to show you pictures of bad guys, and if we find them, we want to lock them up. And the term they used was, and I say this with the quotes around it because I'm only going to say it in this context, help us get the scumbags off the street. Now, if you're not sure what the definition of a scumbag is, ask your older brother. He probably knows. Okay. So I found that a little surprising. POD, you know what I'm saying? Which stands for something. I almost never even say POD, but I never say the other thing. And yet a lot of people just, that's common stuff these days. So, pretty soon that four-letter word, the F-bomb. If you wait till the F-bomb becomes just, you know, they start using it on TV or something, it becomes common. Yeah, we'll see it. All right, now here was an interesting story that was in our news about the Slow Brew. Slow Brew has been at Monterey since, what was it, 1998? And it's a place you could go and make your own beer. And so what used to be there, Carlskin Crump used to be there years ago. Anyway, for those of you that remember Barry Carlskin. So anyway, the Carlskin Crump was there, and they pay him the brewery, and so they had brew stuffy, and you can make your own beer and everything. So now here's been the problem. So their permit, when they got their permit to open the brewery, was that they could have 4-ounce glasses that are considered taster's glasses. You know, you want to taste some beer, you put in a 4-ounce glass, you know. But they've been serving pints. Sometimes some beers take a little more evaluation, is what I'm saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes it takes a pint to really decide if the beer is any good. And after the fifth or sixth pint, they're all wonderful. Anyway, the people that manage these things, you know, the licensees, the Alcoholic Beverage Control, said, you can't be doing that. You can't do that. And actually, San Luis Obispo Police Captain Chris Staley said state regulators denied the license application based on recommendations from the police department because they wanted to do it, but the police department said, no, you'll cause more ruckus over there in that area. You're serving pints of beer and whatnot. It's an area somewhat free of ruckus at the moment, I think. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that it's somewhat free of ruckus. I'd have to look at the map. So they're saying we don't ruckus it up. All right, we're going to join CBS News. We're going to talk about this guy. A guy shot at the White House from way far away and hit it twice. You would think he might do that when the first family's there, and they're not. They're overseas.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. A man in Georgia has died in the severe southern weather. Sheriff's Captain Tim House.
We were under severe storm watch in Forsyth County. We had heavy rains and heavy winds, and an SUV had a rather large pine tree.
There is damage from those strong winds and several reported twisters in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and there in Georgia. WWL reporter Chris Miller in New Orleans.
It was a wild ride for some residents near the Louisiana community of Kentwood when a tornado hit their house.
It picked their two-story house up and moved it about 15 or 20 feet.
Tangipahoa Hope Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dawson Prime says despite the house being destroyed, no one inside was hurt.
It's the worst outbreak since April, but not nearly as severe as that one was. The Arab League has suspended Syria from its organization, and the League is giving President Bashar al-Assad 3 days to stop the violence and accept an observer to keep an eye on things or face economic sanctions. CBS News foreign affairs consultant Pamela Falk.
International condemnation from the Arab League, Turkey, and Jordan is being viewed as the beginning of the end of Bashar al-Assad.
Republican Newt Gingrich willingly discusses the contract his consulting company had with Freddie Mac that paid overtime more than $1.5 million.
This was a very small consulting contract from their perspective.
Gingrich says he was not a lobbyist. He did give Freddie Mac advice. Scientists are excited about a strategy for fighting cancer that's been working in mice. Shut off the fuel supply, like plugging up the gas line.
Scientists might someday be able to stop cancer by disabling its fueling process. In the journal Science Translational Medicine, researchers at New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine report that cancer cells rev up a process in which old proteins and other materials are naturally recycled into energy. In mice, they shut that process down, and tumor cell division stopped.
CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. It will be a while before human trials begin on this new technique. Factory production went up in October, but it was tame good news because additional jobs didn't appear to go with the extra work. The coming Christmas shopping season is expected to be better than last year, but, says economist Diane Swonk, probably not gangbusters.
Things like vehicle prices, airfares, recreational, people are just not spending that much on discretionary spending in particular, and that's starting to hit some of those sectors with deeper discounts.
Which means for what you do spend, you'll find some really good sales. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 195 points today. The Nasdaq lost about 46. Oil prices trading right around $102 a barrel. The Baseball Writers Association of America has selected the managers of the year in Major League Baseball. In the National League, Kirk Gibson of the Arizona Diamondbacks in his first year at the helm. And in the American League, Joe Maddon, Tampa Bay Rays. This is CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from hose to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The former Penn State graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie, who told a grand jury he saw Jerry Sandusky sexually assaulting a boy, and who also said in an email recently that he told police, well, just in, Borough Police Chief Tom King says McQuarrie did not make a report to his department. What will happen with the cats in Belglade, Florida's prison?
The state prison in Belglade, Florida has a population of 69 inmates and 80 cats. By all accounts, they get along just fine. The inmates, who got in by breaking the law, have even taken to feeding the cats that burrowed in under fences. But the prison is scheduled to close next month. The inmates will transfer to new lockups. Officials are looking to find new homes for the stray cats so they won't starve when everyone else is gone. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
An astronaut and two cosmonauts have been successfully delivered to the International Space Station on their Soyuz taxi ship. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more. And everyone's invited.
It's the perfect time to taste. And join.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card, plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Look for the insert in your paper this Wednesday. Then visit Sam's Club, November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club, savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Looks like you're ready to do some honeydews. You've got a list, and what's with those knee pads?
I am ready to get her done.
Uh-oh.
We've got guests coming for the holidays, and Mom says we can't have any more plumbing problems like last year.
Yeah, I remember the kitchen faucet wouldn't stop dripping. The garbage disposal froze up at Thanksgiving, and the worst was when after dinner, your weirdo uncle wouldn't come out of the bathroom. What was that all about?
You know, don't even ask. It was ugly, and that's exactly why Mom's got me on the job.
Good thing you're starting early.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has pre-holiday sale pricing on no-drip top-quality kitchen faucets, super-efficient insulator garbage disposers, and powerful water-saving Toto toilets. To get sale pricing and an early jump on your holiday honeydews, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, they're happy days, despite what you read in the news, despite what you hear on the streets, despite everything else. It seems like that's not the case. Hi, you're Bill Benica. This is Talk Is Cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Phone numbers are 786-2578. Our local number is 786-2578. And toll-free 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. We have other things that are going on in the Central Coast you should know about. Here's a press release here that was just passed on to me. Call for artists for the 8th Annual Art Echo. The 8th Annual Art Echo at the San Luis Botanical Garden is right around the corner. This exciting event features 2D and 3D art made out of reclaimed or natural materials and is both indoor and outdoor display space. There is no entry fee. Artists may submit up to 3 pieces each. Submission deadline is September 10th, so mark your calendars and start creating. Art Echo will be showing March 16th through May 24th of 2012. That's over 10 weeks. So it's a ways away, but you got to get your stuff in. The show will be highly publicized and coincide with numerous other well-attended slow botanical garden events. So I'm going to take a log. There's the log. All right, and a used pumpkin. All right, so get in on that. And then, you know who's going to be on tomorrow? I don't know. It's embarrassing. But somebody forgot to tell Bill who the guest is. But I know it's for CASA, the Corner Point Special Advocates for Children. And so this is going to be the big holiday celebration luncheon that's coming up. And it's going to be on Tuesday, December 6th. So we'll talk about this tomorrow. And Dave Hovde, KSBY TV 6, is going to be the MC. He's going to be the MC. He's in everywhere now, Dave. MC of this. He was the guest conductor of the San Luis Obispo Symphony the other day. Yes, I've done it all before. It's time for some young buck to take over. Anyway, good for you, Dave. And so we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I think maybe it's going to be Kathy Orton, but don't hold me to that. I could be totally wrong with that, who I think it's going to be. All right. They don't give me all the details, you know. They say, we keep selling quiet from Bill. Maybe we have to really look into it. All right, thank you very much. Now, here, this is interesting. This is a story that's on CNN about this maze they found in China. It's one of these things like, you know, the crazy things in the desert of the birds and whatnot. And, you know, could mankind possibly have made such a thing? I don't know if this is going to work because you can't see it. But you have to remember, this is a country who built the Great Wall of China. I don't know what would be impossible for these people. There's supposed to be noise. Bill's going, where's the noise? Where would the noise be? There's a person that's supposed to be talking right now. Oh, I don't know.
Let's bring in out Jenny Harrison to get her take on this mystery maze. Jen, what do you make of it?
Well, I'll tell you what, the conspiracy theorists out there, Anna, are just having an absolute blast with this, as you might imagine. Let's have a little closer look. I can actually show you where these areas are sort of properly in relation to the country. So here's China, of course, massive country. We're up here, the northwest. Very close to the border with Mongolia, as Anna said, out in the desert. This is one of the first ones. Now, what is incredible about it, as we said, is that we are looking at an area that's about 160 kilometers away from the space program, China's space program, where they have the launch pad, where they do all their work. Now, this image here was actually back in 2000.
Enough of that. We have images. I'm doing radio. I can't do images, but this is the best I can do as far as trying to find news sounds. I have to tell you, I've looked and looked and looked and looked and looked. Anyway, so we can't be involved in that one. So we'll X that one away and say, hey, better luck next time, Benica. All right, so here, this one should maybe play and be useful or not useful. I'm not sure. Maybe. Useful or not.
Does it irk you that she's famous?
Casey Anthony, we're talking.
Call her infamous more than famous, but no, not really. I mean, I think that.
Let us in, Jack. At night, when you're tossing and turning on that bed, and your head's on the pillow, what runs through you? Do you have any feelings that, oh my gosh, you got away with it?
I have had moments of that. In fact. You know, when the trial was over and I went and went on some show, went on show, your show and a few others, when I got back home, there was a day or two when I went through the process of being angry about this. But I've done this for so long. You just get accustomed to the fact that sometimes these things happen and you have to just move on and get on with it. So, you know, I believe in karma. And I don't wish anyone to take that as a suggestion that anyone should do anything to Casey Anthony ever. People should leave her alone. They should ignore her. But karma has a way of balancing scales.
Do you think she's going to be the OJ of her era, end up in jail somehow, some way?
I don't. Who knows? Who knows? I would not want to trust her with my checkbook.
Why do Jane Velez Mitchell and Nancy Grace, why do they yell? Why don't they just talk? Why do they yell the way they do? That's to be a prosecutor that's become a reporter. All right, you and Bill. So ignore Casey Anthony. I haven't seen anything about her, so I have ignored her. Thank you very much. All right. Other things going on that may make more sense. Or not necessarily. It just depends. We'll decide, okay? Okay. All right. Here's another thing, too. Besides our little mention of Texas Hold'em tournament, that's going to be 1 o'clock at Mr. Rick's on Saturday, here's another drive that's going on, Coats for Christmas Day drive to help the homeless. Monterey donations will be used to buy many donations. Monetary. I say word, Billy. I do with money. Monetary donations will be used to buy highly discounted coats. Contributions can be made through the United Way of San Luis Obispo. Checks will be sent P.O. Box 14309 San Luis Obispo and Airmark Coats. The coats cost $20 each for small through large sizes and $25 for extra large through 4 times extra large sizes. 541-1234. You can call for information. I thought it would be easier if you use the code. But, and do me a favor. Don't forget the extra large and the above that sizes, because there's, you know, I mean, a lot of homeless are usually skinny, but you just never know. You never know about that. Here's something I wanted to bring up today. Here's the thing. Well, you know what? Let's do it this way. Here we got the yada, yada, yada in the paper about the frickin' bags again. The long-use bags. Let's see if they get better fired, vote for another, consider negatives, very concerned, freedom of our country, you know, on and on about the whole thing about the dang bags. So here's, at this point, what we think we are seeing is that we're either we're going to discontinue plastic bags, and then for a dime, you can buy a paper bag, which pretty much means it. Okay, so then this person wrote a letter to the editor and said, one person wrote and said, you know what, here's one of the things you have to realize. What kind of, because I've already encountered this, by the way, what kind of bag is it you're substituting it with or for? The best would be if you can find a cotton bag, because you can wash it. It's biodegradable. It works best with the earth. That's our whole point, and I think it is. And then the other thing is the bags that I have from different merchants that I've bought and said, okay, I'll buy the bags, you know. A lot of them are plastic. I mean, they're heavy plastic bags. They're not skimpy plastic bags they get. They're heavy plastic bags, which does absolutely no good to help us all in the end anyway, except I guess we use fewer of them. So now the question is going to become, the Tribune came out with this thing that they use recycled bags for their newspaper, recyclable bags for the newspaper, so that you can just throw them in the trash and they'll be recycled, throw them in your recycle bin and they can be recycled. And it has it right on there. It's not in big black letters or anything, but you can see it when you take the paper out, and there it is. So the question now becomes, what do we do about the bags that they supply to put meat in, vegetables in, those plastic bags? What happens with those? Then something else struck me, you know, boom, boom, and you go, it takes a while sometimes for me, I got to tell you, it takes me a while, but here's all of a sudden it dawned on me. Have you ever shopped at Costco? Have they ever given you a bag of any kind ever, 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 ever? No. Now, they do have the plastic bags to put the meat in. Now, the vegetables are already prepackaged in some container or another. So I think the only plastic bags they're using are the ones that, the plastic bags are the ones in the meat department, and they have plastic containers around the dead chickens. Anyhow, but you'll notice that they don't have plastic bags that you take out the door. They don't have paper bags you take out the door. So all these people shop at Costco, and they're used to never having a bag from this Costco, because they either put it in they either recycle a cardboard box and put your smaller stuff in that. And then the bigger stuff they just put in your cart and say, here, take it to your car. Now, I've never yet read a single note, and I've never read a note whatsoever in the paper, a letter, that said, by the way, Costco is cheap and doesn't let you have a bag. Nobody seems to pay any attention to that. So one of the suggestions that was in the paper today, and one of the letters was, you know, maybe this is how we should operate in the stores. Why are we not operating more like this in the stores? You know, what do you have to have a bag for at all? And this guy says he doesn't use a bag. He just takes, of course, it depends on how much stuff you have and all that rolling around the back when you drive home. I suppose you can put your own bags or boxes in your car and then unload them into those, and then, you know, you get one of them. So anyhow. I think it's much ado about nothing in the sense of raising a ruckus over this idea of not having a plastic bag makes very little sense to me. It just doesn't matter. Please tell me that you have 10 cents to buy a paper bag if you must, and or you come up with an alternative. The plastic bag doesn't work anyway. It only works when the guy's got it on two hooks and he puts stuff in it. As soon as you put it in your car, it disintegrates. It becomes a collapsible piece of junk. Get away from those things. I don't even care about the recycling part of it. I care about their pain in the neck, I think. But I do have, this is interesting now. This is what an interesting thing. Someday, let's say there's no plastic bags, you know, a century from now. There's no such thing as a plastic bag a century from now. And somebody comes across in a junkyard an old 2000 era car. And they see on the back seat the two little hooky doodles. And which are for plastic bags from the supermarket. And they sit there and stare at those and stare at those and go, what could those have possibly been used for? What would you do with those two little hooks? And they're going to think that we, years and years before, used to hang our children on those.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande. Paul and I love using Radio Central Coast because I'm not afraid to admit we're true grommets for the advertising world. Radio Central Coast helped define our Aloha spirit on the air. They met us at our convenience. And we're so affordable, it was so easy. It gives me more time to spend and greet all of my new radio listening customers, Aloha style.
If you would like to increase more foot traffic into your business like Red Dirt Coffee House, give Radio Central Coast a call today, 786-2570. That's 786-2570. And get your business name, services, and location out over the airwaves. New clients, more money, more time to focus on your business. Give Radio Central Coast a call today at 786-2570.
Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande truly thanks Radio Central Coast for helping us reach our goals and truly offering us more grinds for our buck.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Santa knows if you've been naughty or nice. But did you know he also totally judges you on how clean your house is? Be ready. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to pass Old St. Nick's white glove test during the holidays. Stock up on Kleenex hand towels, Clorox disinfectant wipes, Glade holiday baking scent air freshener. You know he loves to bake good. And Hefty trash bags. Oh, and don't forget to clean the baseboards. Nothing escapes the keen eye of Claus. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Fantasy right there with Run of Fire. You're Bill. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday, hump day. And see, it used to be by the time I got in the air, it was over, pretty much over. You could just kind of escape the rest of the day. But now, now you got more work to do now. And they had a thing today, by the way, in the business section or whatever, that said, you know, more and more people are eating lunches at their desks. And you know why, don't you? I mean, you realize the correlation of this is the fact that they've laid off lots of people, and the people that are left at lots of companies are expected to do a lot more than they did before. Mm-hmm. So they have to be sitting there at their desk, eating and working and eating. And people right here at the mighty Radio Central Coast, they do likewise. I see them. We work on the desk. All right, let me see. There was a thing that I'm trying to have a hard time on. I'm not seeing right now, but it has to be there somewhere. It has to be there. I don't know where it is. But here's let me tell you what I'm looking for and looking at. And that is, you know, the special committee has been grilling the head of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. The Fannie Mae person makes, you know, a scant fraction of what the Freddie Mac guy makes. So they basically said, okay, here's how much money, here's how the billions of dollars you've lost. Here's the billions of dollars you've asked government to bail you out further, and you're making X millions of dollars in salary. Does that seem to work right? So maybe finally, of course, you got the rich picking on the rich again. But maybe somebody will finally say, you know what, this has to stop. This there's a place where it has to start to stop, and maybe quite frankly, who knows? Maybe Occupy Wall Street started a fire under their fan and got them to do this. I hope so. It's absurd. I mean, people are making millions. As we've learned here on the Central Coast, people don't do bad. Leave when they don't do a lot. They didn't have a story in the news today on CBS News, but they'll have it later on. And I'm waiting. I'm going back and forth to Calcos News to see if when Karen posts what happened at this meeting today with the APCD. But anyway, a man was arrested in the White House shooting probe. He was in Pennsylvania where he was picked up. Two bullets were found at the White House. He basically was way far away and shot towards the White House, managed to hit a window, but it's the windows on the outside are just a pane that is there from old days, and then all inside is bulletproof glass that you couldn't put a rocket through anymore. And then the other bullet they just found on the ground. So anyway, they at this point they have no motive for the guy doing such a weird thing, and I can't speak for him. The guy's a freak. So, there's a picture of him. Nice looking young man. He's got the scrambled eggs in his brain. They'll have that sometimes, and that's too bad. Okay, other things. Facebook and the fight against spam. The pornographic and violent images that flooded Facebook over the past few days have drawn attention to a side of the mega site most of its users don't think about. Facebook is a coveted prize for hackers. I didn't see anything bad. Okay. I didn't see anything bad. There they go. They're standing in front of a map. Mark Zuckerberg's in front of a map. It's got arrows going every which way. All right, so here's what it had to say about this story, though, because it's kind of interesting. It's hard to put into perspective as to how good a job they're doing at preventing spam because they have a giant target on their back, said Chester Winiski, a senior analyst with security firm Sophos, who I use, by the way. Sophos Antivirus, they're heads and shoulders above other people. They have a giant target on their back with the user base they have. Every spammer's got a dream of catching them. In this week's attack, a hack that exploited security flaws in some of web browsers sent images of porn, Photoshop pictures of celebrities and compromised musicians, images of intense violence to millions of users, according to Facebook, whose apparently were duped into copying malicious code in their browser windows, helping the images spread. A Facebook user outraged by the fact that porn made its way onto the social network. On one hand, the offensive images call into question Facebook's ability to rein in spam as it becomes more popular. On the other, it's a counterintuitive testament to Facebook's spam-fighting abilities that users were surprised to see these nasty images showing up on the social network. Nasty images. So remember, tonight, when you're with your husband, wife, in the bedroom, whatever it may be, anything you do is nasty. You know, when they use words like that, this is supposed to be a sophisticated report of some kind. And they use the word nasty. They're pornographic. There's no question about that. But then sex is. Guess what? Sex is pornographic. Okay. Now you're going to say, but Bill, it's actually voyeurism. Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that. Still. Oh, it's nasty. All right. I think it's going on. I'm not going to get that fight. It's not worth it to me. Just not worth it to me. Other things that are happening. And we can find out on CNN. There was something that the Marines are going to station some Marines. I want to find out what the story is about. They're going to station some Marines in Australia. All right, let's see right here. U.S. Marines to be based in Australia, it says. So let me see how long this might take to come up. And, now we got a, I don't want a video. I just want a, I didn't say there was a video. Let me just read some of it. The United States announced an agreement with Australia Wednesday that will expand military cooperation between the longtime allies and boost America's presence in the region. The agreement was revealed during a joint news conference between U.S. President Barack Obama and Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard in the nation's capital, Canberra. Obama is on a two-day trip to Australia, which is why we don't know why anybody fired at the White House, his first visit as a commander-in-chief. I'm very pleased we were able to make these announcements here together on Australian soil, Obama said, because of these initiatives that are a result of our countries working very closely together as partners, we are going to be in a position to more effectively strengthen the security of both of our nations and this region. I think we're more concerned about strengthening that region. I think we need a place to fuel airplanes, and we need a place to send off predator drones. That's my guess. I believe it's an accurate one right there. All right, let's see what else I have here. Okay, we already had that. How come I have that again? I don't want that. Okay, let's do this one. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, now, this is finally, I don't know where this is going because I haven't heard the story yet. You and I are going to hear it together. But the story's about recycling cigarette butts. You know who you are. And you don't care. You've never cared. Just flip them jobbers anyway.
For almost 10 years, Blake Burridge was on a mission to come up with a way to recycle cigarette butts after he was hit by one driving near his home just outside Columbus, Ohio.
Somebody littered a cigarette butt out, and it hit my car smack dab in the middle of the windshield. And it just was one of those moments where I said, you know, there's got to be something that we can do about this.
What Burridge did is come up with a chemical solution that dissolves cigarette filters, which can take more than a decade to break down naturally.
What I'm going to do is take the cigarette butts and put them into our proprietary solution here, and you'll see magically what happens right before your eyes.
The brown stuff that's left is a strong, non-flammable, plastic-like material that Burridge says can be used for anything from rust-proofing to car parts. Right now, Burridge is using it to make these ashtrays. Several businesses around Burridge's home city of Powell, Ohio, including this car wash, have put them out. When they're full, Burridge and his team come around and collect the butts.
It puts something that could be bad to really good use. So that's awesome.
Before recycling the butts, they have to be cleaned. Burridge says he's working on an automated way to do that, but for now, this is the only way. They hire people who have criminal records or are otherwise having a tough time getting work. Besides collecting them, Burridge says people are also sending him butts from around the country. Eventually, he hopes his recycling process will be used by people around the world to get cigarette butts off streets and out of landfills and put them to use. Ted Rollins, CNN, Powell, Ohio.
Right there. Now, I don't remember exactly the reason, and forgive me for not remembering, but it's Bill. They were going to put those crazy warnings on the cigarette packs, the spooky warnings with the funny pictures and everything, and then that was shot down. They said they couldn't do that, and I have to admit, I saw it pass by me, and I thought, I'll get back to it. I never did. So I'm not sure why they said they couldn't use those pictures. But then it doesn't make sense. The scary tactic-y thingy that they do, with that, and hopefully somebody, hoping that somebody's going to look at one of those pictures and or the warning on a pack of cigarettes. There's nobody that smokes and is addicted to cigarettes. Kids gives a flying rats about the warning on a pack of cigarettes. Could they be scared enough to look at somebody with holes in their neck and all that kind of thing to say, maybe I don't want to do that? I don't think so. I have to take the cigarette out, make sure they put the pack down when you can't see it. Anyhow, they said not to. So the only thing that's ever going to change all this, and this will ruin this guy's business when the FDA finally says, okay, we're going to, the cigarettes or the nicotine cannot be had through cigarette means. And then somebody's going to have to convince the FDA at some point. It's going to happen. I mean, just watch, look at the evolution of what's happened with smoking. And what's going to, then they're going to have to try to convince the FDA of why nicotine is good for some people. No medical marijuana. Okay, we're going to have the same problem. There'll be clinics, there'll be co-ops, there'll be sheriffs involved, DEA. Maybe just leave it alone. All right. Now, this is no secret right here. Here's a thing here. An email, one of the people that is involved with the Penn State, what do you call that terrible thing? Not a debacle, it's worse than that. Anyway, one of the people involved in that said that they had gone to the police. The police said, sorry, nobody ever showed up here. Nobody called us. Nobody said a word about it. And PSU's records are secret because there's some law that says they don't have to be revealed. Now, I watched the entire interview today with a Sandusky being interviewed, and I can't believe, I have to admit, I'm like a lot of other people, having just watched criminal proceedings in the past, I can't believe that his lawyer just sat there and let him kind of say whatever he wanted to say. Now, he said, he didn't say anything totally incriminating, like admitting to something. Well, he sort of may have done some things wrong. So that's a little bit weird. That's a little bit weird right there. But anyway, Bob Costas did this interview with him, and I was surprised that his lawyer let him do this interview. It didn't make any sense at all, because now they can use it as an incriminating piece of evidence if they convince the jury. This guy says, I may have done something wrong. What is it, besides taking showers with children? God. All right. Wait, this is live news coming out now. This is muy importante, if it's what I think it is. And let me see. It says it's live. Come to me. Okay, you're going to have a little blip for 15 seconds. I wonder if this has to do with the little girl that's been missing. Jessica. Don't you? Well, come on, connect. Connecting? No, I don't want that. I don't need a nose ring. Oh, this is one-year-old Tyler Dasher. Well, I was hoping for the best and got the worst once again, and I apologize. Why it's not coming up, I don't know. I can try one more thing and see if I can get it to come up. There it sits, but it doesn't seem to be willing to come up. I apologize for that. So this is officials in Missouri update the investigation into the death of the one-year-old Tyler Dasher. And I don't think the news is good. So I'm sorry I can't bring in more than that. Let's see what else we got. All right, last things to go over on CNN before we part for the day. Explain it to me, the super committee. Nobody can explain the super committee. The super committee was supposed to do super things and realize that it was impossible that they weren't super. So now that's it's nowhere, really. That's not so super after all. Millionaires to Congress, hike our taxes. Congress should say to millionaires, we'll hike ours. I don't think so. Let's see. Now here's what's going on in Syria, if you hadn't heard. The military, people are deserting the military, saying enough of this. You know, they're deserting the military and basically fighting their own military, fighting the guys that were their buddies the day before. And so there's these battles going on, all that kind of stuff. And then hopefully this guy will step down, but I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on. Things have gotten kind of crazier, to tell you the truth. Here's another thing that's going on. It's tornadoes in Georgia. You know? Have you ever said to yourself, if I had to live in an alternate place besides the Central Coast, then you go, I wouldn't do it without kicking and screaming and having them drag me out of here. But let's just say, you know, you say to yourself, okay, what? So I've gone across the country. I've gone on the same parallel, okay, and said, okay, if the weather was about the same, you know, which maybe you could get San Diego-ish, maybe go down here, go across the country, see where you can live, you know, that kind of thing. And I've done that. You know? But that used to be okay because there was places you could find. You'd say, you know, I could live there. You know, I think we're on a plane with South Carolina, or San Diego, as I forget which. But here's the thing. But now, no. There's tornadoes everywhere. You go, there's a tornado. Now they have them in Georgia. Then Georgia had no tornadoes. There was never heard of in Georgia. And the other thing, there's another big thing in the news today, that this huge iceberg the size of Manhattan Island, this shelf ice is going to break off of Antarctica and be floating around out there. So it's kind of wild and crazy, to tell you the truth. It's big. It's one of the biggest they've seen in centuries. So the scientists are all excited. You know, they want to be there when a big crack, it'll make a huge noise as it cracks and crazy things happen and it separates and big chunks fall in the ocean and all that. Now, I don't know where these plans were shelved many years ago, but if you recall, there was a time when a company was proposing the idea of lassoing icebergs, seriously, and dragging them off the coast of California. Because they're fresh water, and then using them to help with the water problem. There's no reason we couldn't do it right here in the Central Coast. And we got tugboats in Morro Bay. We'll get us an iceberg. There's probably something wrong with that. Anyway, okay, other things. Gims was lobbying defense about he was lobbying for the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. You know, Newt Gingrich is the politician's politician, as you well know. He may not end up being the president of the United States, but in all other ways, he is what he is. All right, other things going on. All right, let's find out about this. I forgot. And then it says the Bieber paternity hearing is off. Yeah, he was in the mood. You know what I'm saying? He had to be in the mood for that. See what this says. I'm sorry for not remembering the guy's name. Bradley Cooper. There it is. He's a cutie. Bradley Cooper, people's sexiest man alive. Okay, we got done with that. Let's get out of this now. Go away. I don't want to see this anymore. Bradley Cooper, sexiest man alive. Let's see if we can get to this last story, though, on CNN. I do want to share this with you. If I can get this thing and get rid of this. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see what's going on with this. Justin Bieber, his lawyer might have said, you might not want to do that. Remember what I said? At what point is it voluntary and what point is it mandatory? Bieber paternity hearing no longer on December 15th. Whatever the status of the attorney lawsuit that's been filed against Justin Bieber may be one thing we know for sure. The hearing scheduled in December is no longer on the calendar. TMZ reported Wednesday that the lawsuit lobbied listen to it again. The lawsuit lobbed at Bieber earlier this month has been dismissed. Mariah Eder, a 23-year-old woman who claimed she became pregnant with her infant son after having sex with a teen star backstage at a concert last year, was seeking to scientifically confirm that Bieber is the dad and to seek child support. Since news of this suit arrived, Bieber's team has denied the allegations. Last week it was reported that 17-year-old was going to take a DNA test and then potentially even sue Eder for making the allegations. Karen Dalton, Public Affairs Officer of the Superior Court of San Diego, said she can't confirm the paternity case has been dismissed because of a confidentiality law, but she does say that there is no longer a hearing scheduled for December 15th. The office attorney met, et cetera, nobody had any comment. Nobody knows what's going on. Anyway. It's not, you know, what are you, the Rolling Stones? What are you doing with this kind of stuff going on here? Why do you have this stuff swirling around your head? Anyway. It's hard to say. You know, you just can't. You can't always know. You can't always know what these youngsters. All right. Other things are going on today. Let's do a final thing in our paper. And say this. Let's do our final thing in our paper and share this. Tom from San Luis Obispo said, because of the eruption of Fukushima, a nuclear power plant, we all have a little bit of nuke in us. That, because it went into the atmosphere and everything else. The fact is that each and every one of us now embodies radioactive cesium-137 from Fukushima. We are all little Fukushimas. Do we also want to entertain the possibility of becoming little Diablos as well? Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, tomorrow's Thursday. And I have Casas. I was right about that. So we're going to have Casas going to be on, and they'll be here at 12:30, and that'll be Kathy Orton, and they do such great things. And the last thing they had, everybody, the entire community was behind the program. It was like amazing. So we'll see what this next thing will be, how well they do. I hope they do well. But we'll talk to Kathy tomorrow. Until tomorrow, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.